plan, and then you plan. I plan on not being hot this summer.
That's a good plan. I like that plan. Participate in that. Plan to be by the pool.
Do y'all do a lot of pools in your design-ins? Or?
Oh, sure. I mean, everyone loves a nice, beautiful, blue, inviting pool to jump into in June and July. So, yeah, we like to do that. Spas, water features. If it fits into the landscape, we'll fit it into the landscape.
And we started talking about, you know, it's kind of it's 90s yet, so the heat's not here yet.
No.
And it's 100. We're still 20 degrees away from that heat. So while we're planning and preparation for that.
Now's the time. It's still, of course, the weather's just beautiful right now. You know, nice sunny afternoon, so the evenings are just beautiful. It's time to be thinking about how we want to use the yard the rest of the year and think about this summer. You know, we're going to want to have some shade. We're going to want to have some places to go into the yard. And when are we going to use that yard? A lot of the times we're going to use it at the end of the day or even into the evening. Maybe go out, watch the sunset. Still pretty darn hot. But you might even want to go out there after dark. And what helps that more than outdoor lighting? Let's light up the yard. Let's provide some vistas at night, things to look at, and let's put some path lighting in so you can get out to your pool in the evening or out to your remote patio or to your barbecue. That's something that people absolutely love is outdoor lighting. It's something that if they're a bit of a skeptic and maybe it's pushing the budget to do that, of all the things we did for them, that's the one thing they would never give back once they have it, once they see what it can do for them. So.
Never give back. And our last gentleman called with the 15-foot backyard, and he said, yes. I was here last summer, and that heat. I mean, that's every west-facing back patio out there. And especially if you have a sliding glass door without a lot of overhang. I mean, that sun can just cook. I mean, you walk up and put your hand against the wall.
Oh,
and just
sure.
Feel
it's
it.
Just, you know, you could bake cookies on it, I'm sure. You know, so let's plan and let's get some shade over there. Let's get a tree in. I mean, we've got to get the tree in sometime. Obviously, if we can get it in now, we're still getting it in before the extreme heat, so it gets a chance to get started a little bit. Let's get it through the summer, and then next year you'll have a tree. You'll have something that gives you some shade on that wall.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Greg, welcome to the program. What you working on in your landscape?
Actually, I had a question about my lawn. It seems that the last couple years, when I switch over from the rye to the Bermuda, there's like a ground cover type milkweed that comes up in there, and by midsummer, it has taken over. And last year, when I inquired about it, I was told that, well, it's too hot. If you put anything on it now, you're going to kill everything. So I'm just wondering if you have any ideas on what I can do.
You know, let me ask you a question. When you're doing the ryegrass and then you're going to get into the summer, at what point in the year are you purposely or are you purposely getting rid of that ryegrass to let the summer lawn come back? What time of year are we talking about that you're doing this?
Oh, between now and the 1st of May.
Okay. Well, that's good. You want to do a purposeful transition. I mean, we put the ryegrass in and get all this effort in September, October to put the ryegrass in. And then coming into this warm weather, we want to be doing things to actively get rid of it. Because if you don't, it'll hang on longer than it should. Then you have big bare areas. And what do weeds like? Weeds are opportunists. They're going to see those bare areas and get a toehold, and then the poor Bermuda hasn't come back yet because it's been neglected, if you will. So a purposeful transition will go a long way towards that. As far as a herbicide for that, I know that there is some caution with the extreme heat. You can do some damage to your Bermuda grass. That'd be something I would consult with one of our friends, like over at Scottsdale Weed Control. I'd have a conversation with them about if there's a product that might be most appropriate for that. But proper maintenance and transition are key to minimizing that.
I was going to give a shout out to Scottsdale Weed Control, Ray over there. Actually, you know, a pre-emergent after your winter rye is in.
Established.
Can keep that ground cover weed from procreating.
Right.
The winter heat, the summer heat will probably knock it out anyway. But he hits my lawn twice a year with pre-emergent. And just last week, he talked me into a fertilizer treatment. He said, Rosie, I'm going to come hit your lawn with a fertilizer. He says you are going to be the king of the neighborhood
yep.
in about 3 weeks.
You are going to
believe what this is going to do for your lawn, because we didn't plant a winter rye. We usually don't, except just a little bitty area right outside beside the kitchen, because I'm generally traveling so much in the winter. I don't have my yard boy's gone, you know, so we don't. I don't want to get home and be cutting the lawn at night, you know, with night lights on. So Scottsdale Weed Control is an excellent opportunity for you to visit with Ray, 480-941-9471. He can get that. Do you think he's talking Spurge?
That's the first thing I was thinking about, was Spurge. He said Milky, and that's
going to be. Oh, man. The only way you can fight it is pre-emergent.
Once he gets a toehold.
And hit it to keep it from procreating. So good luck, boys. Nothing more aggravating than weeds in a Bermuda lawn you're trying to make look golf course gorgeous.
Yeah.
You had talked about the right lawnmower. I have one that I use for both.
Okay.
Just because... I guess I'm cheap. No.
Well, that's fine.
But it's a 7-reel, and it cuts low. I mean, even on the highest setting, it's low. Yeah. And while I don't like trimming my ryegrass, I need to get a different mower, because I go to a house that does have it. And, you know, it's a couple inches long. And every time I mow it, you know,
it's scalping it.
Pretty much.
Right. Which is going to harm it. And the key is understand what grass you have. If it's an improved hybrid Bermuda grass, it's going to have growth characteristics that are going to be, they'll fit into a mowing height. There's going to be a range. And some of them, you know, if you have TIFF or TIFF Way or something like that, it's going to be a very short mowed lawn to be looking good. And the blade has got to be razor sharp. Sharpen the blade. If you don't have a sharp blade, it's going to tear it and look rough. If you're getting into easy care lawns like mid-iron, that's a popular choice, that typically has a higher mow height. And I find them to be a little more drought tolerant with the taller mow heights. So, and again, sharp blade, a rotary mower is fine for something like that. But boy, you've got the deluxe lawnmower, the real mower. That's real, R-E-E-L mower, not real like it doesn't exist. that's a really fantastic tool for the garden.
We got pretty lucky. I was just joking on air that I was looking for one, and a listener called. So I've got one sitting in the back. You got for $300. I'm like, where do you want to meet?
Yeah.
But you had started off talking about the transition, intentionally killing it. Is now the time to start intentionally killing off
that rye? It
follows
the weather, and we're getting there. It's maybe a tiny bit premature. I think you can still enjoy your ryegrass lawn right now, but I'd be having a plan and thinking about, as those temps start to ramp up, you want to purposely get rid of it. And if I had a nickel for every time that I saw this problem late in the summer with crummy-looking Bermuda grass lawns, I'd have a big pile of nickels. So transition is very important, and we're coming up on that right real soon.
Now, we were talking about shade.
Yes.
That doesn't work well with lawn
in a
lot of cases.
And that is probably the most that is the most aggravating thing we deal with.
You want the lawn, but
then you want shade. It's like, well, you can't have lawn. Well, obviously things like rye and fescue will grow in the shade, but they won't take the heat, typically, unless you go to extraordinary measures to grow them. So we really try to avoid deep shade and a lawn. There is a new variety of turf out there called TIFF Grand, which will take some extreme shade. So there's something new out there.
Man.
Just came out a couple years ago. The good old scientists out there hybridizing Bermuda grasses. But TIFF Grand is something we have tried in several properties, and it is working. And it does take more shade than any of the other Bermuda hybrids we found.
Now, Dad was talking about not wanting, you know, to come home and spend time mowing and when his lawn boy's gone a lot in the winter. In a shaded area, that would be a great application for a synthetic grass. Do y'all do a lot of synthetic grass
applications? That's extremely popular. And I have a soft spot in my heart for real turf, so I like to use real grass. But there's a time and a place for real grass, and there's a time and a place for a faux lawn. And they have so many different varieties now, real quality products. They give you that, it's a placebo for lawn, so you're going to get that psychological feel of green and the enjoyment without any of the maintenance, other than maybe blowing the weeds off. I'd rather blowing the leaves off in the summer. So very, very good solution for something where we don't want to be firing up a lawnmower.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Tony, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Go ahead, sir.
I've been reading different things because some years I'll have a lawn that really is terrific. The next it'll have bare spots or it's just doesn't come in like I wanted to. And I was wondering what your guys' thoughts are on thatching, not thatching, going from winter to summer, scalping, not scalping, mowing it low versus scalping. And then once you get it seeded and that kind of thing, it seems like from year to year, I just can't get the watering thing right. You know, how often I water and how much.
I think you just mentioned everything that can go wrong with a lawn.
He's thought it
Let's
through.
See now here. Was there anything we missed? Lawn 101. And, you know, it's obviously we could go on for about 3 hours. We could take the whole show up on that one topic. If I can mention a good web resource.
Sure.
We have some friends over at a sod farm called Evergreen Turf. They have an excellent website. Just do Google Evergreen Turf. They have a frequently asked questions area that will answer a lot of the questions in a format that you can even print.
And I'll tell you something that makes up for a lot of errors in lawn. I don't think people core aerate near enough.
And that's extremely important.
It reduces the amount of water you need, reduces the amount of fertilizer you need, and nothing in my lawn ensures a nice summer lawn than when I core aerate in the spring.
And folks don't realize, everyone thinks that plants, you know, eat carbon dioxide, you know, what we exhale, and they're happy with that. Their roots need oxygen as much as they need carbon dioxide. So the aeration and getting the atmosphere down to the root system is extremely important.
It's one of those things that's hard to do because it looks so ugly for the next couple weeks.
True, but it'll grow right in and come back with a vengeance and be that much thicker.
Pamela wrote in last week and said, hey, I had heard you guys mention something about a Prost and pre-emergent for your lawns, and that was the Bonide Weed Beater Complete. It kills over 200 broadleaves. So if you've got weed problems, that guy had spurge, you guys were talking this segment about just how bad it is and pre-emergence the key. Well, Weed Beater Complete is a pre- and post-emergent. If you're in Tucson, you can find it at Mesquite Valley Growers. It comes in granular for spread applications in multiple sizes, just depending on the type of lawn you have. Warner's and Flagstaff carries Bonide as well. And then Summer Winds and Glendale is another place you can get Bonide. It's easy to find. Just look for the purple top. And it'll be crabgrass, nut's edge. It goes into the seeds and the weeds and the roots. So it's a pre- and post-emergent. Appreciate you tuning in, Pamela. It was Weed Beater Complete you heard us talking about, and you can find it at any of those locations.